The first Eco Odyssey to be held in Sonoma County begins today. But what exactly is it?
In this case, an Eco Odyssey is a demonstration tour designed to show the feasibility and the importance of ecotourism. In particular, the kind of tourism that uses low-carbon transportation.
Rick Coates is executive director of the Eco Ring, a local nonprofit dedicated to promoting ecotourism in the North Bay. They're organizing the six-day tour with a clear underlying motive.
One of the things we're trying to emphasize here is the extreme need for the infrastructure for ecotourism, not only in this county, but in Marin County. Actually, the two counties have gone partway towards that by providing a fair number of bicycle trails and multi-use trails, equestrian trails. And of course, the biggest piece of infrastructure that is needed is the smart train.
But that message, meant mainly for the elected officials and community leaders who will be among the travelers, will be couched within a busy schedule that emphasizes the firsthand experience of Sonoma County's natural beauty.
It starts with 3 days of kayaking down the Russian River, followed by a day of bicycling, traveling on the West County and Joe Redotta Trail. After our bicycle tour, we will take 2 days of railroad motor car tour, first from Santa Rosa to Healdsburg. The next day, they'll be going from Santa Rosa to Novato and back.
And they'll be traveling in restored and customized cars that were once working stock that helped maintain the tracks. Coates says these vehicles are popularly known as speeders, rather than the more accurate but prosaic railroad working cars.
Speeders are these small, boxy little workman's cars of the 1930s to 1950s that were used by the railroad workmen to work on the railroads. And we have a caravan of 20 of those, maybe more, that will be going down the rails.
It's no accident that the colorful rail procession has been scheduled to run on the weekends. Coates says they wanted to be noticed.
We want to draw attention to the fact that the trains are coming, that it's not that far away, that it's really important, not just for the commuters, which of course it is, but that it's also going to be important for the tourists.
That same sort of thinking is already part of the plans being drawn up for two more Eco Odysseys, next October and April, which will increase the distance the group will cover with the help of an improbable additional mode of transport.
A Zeppelin, which, believe it or not, is a relatively low-carbon form of transportation. We're going to take people from Moffett Field, down near Sunnyvale, up to Sonoma County Airport, and then they'll have a bicycle wine tour and another kayak trip down the Russian River, and then we'll take them back on the Zeppelin. And in the meantime, the Zeppelin will be able to give rides to people in the couple days that they're stationed here.
Back in the present tense, today's first leg will begin in Geyserville and make its way downstream to Healdsburg, continuing on to destinations in Forestville, before taking bicycles to return to Sebastopol and Santa Rosa later in the week. As many as 40 participants are expected to be part of the contingent along the way. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.